Good morning, y'all.
I hope y'all missed me. I missed y'all. First and foremost, thank you guys for your continued support of my podcast. But yeah, let's get started. I'm reading out of one of my favorite books called Authentically, Uniquely You by Joyce Meyer. And we are going to be reading from page 62. It's called 8 Ways to Develop a New Mindset. It says, gaining a new perspective requires a new way of thinking about yourself and your life. Here are 8 suggestions to help you develop a new mindset. 1, let go of perfection. Nothing and no one is perfect except for Jesus. And we can have a perfect heart towards him, but our performances will always be flawed to some degree because we're human. I have known perfectionists who annoy and frustrate themselves and everyone around them with their obsessive attention to detail most people don't even see. They frequently fear failure and often live small lives because they spend excessive amount of time on their failures instead of letting them go and pressing on to success. 2, get to know yourself. Truly knowing yourself, not simply believing what other people say about you, is a key to both authentic living and to personal fulfillment. If you want to know yourself better, consider these questions. What do you want out of life? What do you want out of life? What would you pursue or enjoy if you are not concerned at all about what others would think or say about you? Have you tried to be like others for so long that you have lost sight of what you want? If so, you can recapture your dreams. 3, allow yourself to be vulnerable. Take a chance on revealing the real you. And know that if you are rejected, you will survive. Going against the normal, trying something new, or facing disapproval can be terrifying, but you cannot succeed unless you take chances on failing. 4, stop hiding. It is time to come out of hiding and be the person you truly want to be. It is time to be true to your own heart. You are beautiful, and it is time to let everyone see it. You have a gift to share with the world, and if you hide it due to fear of failure, we will all miss something that only you could have given us. 5, be your own best friend. Give yourself a hug and decide to be kind to yourself. Remember that God has made you and that he doesn't make mistakes. If you like yourself, you don't have to be around people excessively because you enjoy spending time with yourself. If people do reject you, it may not be pleasant or enjoyable, but it won't be nearly as devastating as if it would be, as if you didn't like yourself. 6, find your own group. Pray for and look for people you are comfortable with, who are secure enough to let you be yourself, and find people with whom you can exchange ideas and who will allow you to be original without judging you. Stay away from those who are critical and who are easily to find fault with others. 7, ask for help. Ask God for guidance and believe that he gives it. Ask others for help when you need it without letting those requests make you feel weak. We all need each other. We can do so much more together than we could ever do alone. I began my ministry by myself, but in order for it to become a ministry covering the earth with God's word, I needed hundreds of people who could do things that I could not do, to help me. 8, doubt your doubts. Doubt comes to all of us, but it usually does not offer good advice. Think very carefully and prayerfully about the decisions you want to make, and then stick with them. If you fall into the trap of self-doubt, you may end up being unsure about everything you want to do. If you make a decision and lose your peace about it, slow down and wait until you determine what is right. God guides us by peace, but our enemy, the devil, tries to guide us by fear and doubt. If you never give up, you'll eventually find your sweet spot. As you search for it, remember that failing at something doesn't mean or doesn't make you a failure. So I think these little steps or ways for new mindset are phenomenal, and actually I live by this every single day. Whether it's my, you know, wifely duties or my parenting or being a photographer, podcaster, YouTuber, my clothing line, just life in general, you know, I kind of live by these because I just feel that you cannot sincerely and truly and fully spread God's love and God's word if you're not happy and love yourself. If you're not happy with yourself, and love yourself first. I'm not saying that, you know, we have to love everything about ourselves, although we should, but it's kind of one of those things where you can't pour from an empty cup. So that's a big thing to remember, you know. And we also all have to remember too that, you know, yeah, God made us all. So even though we see flaws in ourselves or we see flaws in others, there's really no flaws. God doesn't make mistakes. God creates us how he wants us to live. And he created us this way for a reason, for a purpose. So, I mean, whether it's, you know, a physical thing or mental, emotional, whatever, we really have to remember that, you know, right, we're not perfect. We make mistakes, we sin, we've got faults, all that kind of stuff. But at the same time, you know, God made us how he wanted to make us, you know. And so, you know, going through life with a new mindset, letting go of perfection, getting to know yourself, allowing yourself to be vulnerable, you know, making sure you're in the right crowd, making sure you have a nice circle around you, being your own best friend, finding your own group, asking for help, doubting your doubts, stop hiding, all of those are great to remember. Because in order to be successful and have a healthy relationship, not just with yourself and your friends and family, but with God, you know, we have to let him guide us, and we have to let go of all the negatives and just focus on the blessings that God blesses us with and the lessons that he's trying to teach us and whatnot. And you have to be in a good, positively influential circle. You know, if you find yourself in a circle of friends or family or, you know, whatever, that are constantly bringing you down or don't help you to grow, you know, you need to leave that circle and find another circle to be in. Or, you know, if you can find the strength through God, maybe try to, you know, encourage your circle to change their ways for better. That's up to you, though. You know, they always say that you can't force someone to change themselves, especially if they don't see the faults that they have, that are, like, pushing you away. It's kind of, you know, both sides of the spectrum on that, but, yeah, you definitely need to make sure you always have a positive, healthy, happy, mindset, and, you know, let God guide you in everything that you do, and just remember that you are beautiful, you know, you are amazing, you're talented, you're strong, you're brave, you're courageous, you know, you're everything great because God made you. You have to have a healthy, happy mindset and a connection with God in order to, you know, fulfill your purpose and to, you know, just spread his word. So if that's kind of it for this episode, but I do want to add in that if you guys follow me on Facebook or Instagram, you know, feel free to DM me on episode suggestions, or if you want to be on one of my episodes, or your favorite thing about my episode, stuff like that. I love to get positive feedback. So far, I received quite a bit of positive feedback, and that has been awesome. It's definitely like a beautiful getting light to continue on with things. I'm glad that I'm making a positive difference in your lives, because that makes me happy. That's why I'm doing this. But yeah, if you follow me on Facebook or Instagram, just send me a DM and let me know if there's any kind of, you know, an episode that you would like me to, or a topic that you would like me to focus on in a certain episode. Or email me at hope70letstalk@gmail.com. You can also just go through my website. My website is hope70photography.com. hope70photography.com. And there's a couple of different sections in there that will lead you to my podcast and then my email to email me. So lots of ways to get a hold of me. But yeah, thanks for tuning in. Hopefully the sound and everything came through all right on this one. I know I was having a little bit of fun with the heavenly echoes. I have no idea if that's going to come through right or not. But if it doesn't, I probably sound like a big dork. If it does, then you're going to definitely get a cool taste of a little bit of the interesting gadgets on my sound card. Either way, I'm going to stop chatting. I have other things to do. But yeah, again, thank you for joining in on Hope 70 Let's Talk. And I hope you have an amazing week. Stay safe, stay healthy, stay in God's lane, let him continue to guide you, and I will be starting my morning prayers again tomorrow morning. I know I seriously lacked on those, and I'm so sorry, because I know a lot of you absolutely love those, but I will be returning to my daily morning prayers tomorrow morning, so they will be posted or broadcasted or, you know, live, whatever you want to call it, every morning, I think at 6 o'clock or 5 o'clock. I don't know if I'm gonna do 5 or 6, but either way, go, stay tuned for those. And they'll be on my podcast channels, which is Spotify, iHeartRadio, and my YouTube channel. So yeah, okay, that's it. Love you guys.